may please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting has been advertised in the Asbury Park Press and faxed to the local newspapers on December 10, 2013, and posted on the bulletin board in the Borough office. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Councilmember Stills?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Kelly?
Here.
Lexstein?
Here.
Oviondo?
Here.
Murphy?
Here.
Mayor's present. Before we begin our meeting, I'd like to invite remarks from the audience. The time for anybody who has questions or concerns for the mayor and council to bring those to our attention before we begin the regular business of the evening. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on any issue?
Janet Henschel, 7 East Church Street. Do we have a new deadline to complete the peninsula lot?
Yes.
Can you share it?
Yes.
Joe, do you want to speak to it, or I...
Jackie and I met with the contractor last week. I believe we did not want him working over the weekend, so we stopped the work because he didn't feel it was appropriate to work over the weekend. But can you update us, Jackie?
Yeah, sure. He's going to be putting down, you're going to see him, he base paved today. He's going to be top paving tomorrow. And he's going to be putting down the top stone tomorrow and striping by Friday. So the only thing that there'll just be minor items left for next week, but for all intents and purposes, you're going to see stripes and stone on that lot by Friday.
And the driveway pad will be finished by then.
Yes, in fact,
and open.
Yeah, we're gonna pave that because we didn't want to wait for it to cure. There was no reason really to put concrete there, and we decided rather than close a lot for 5 days, we're gonna just pave it.
My only other concern is the customer parking, that there are no signs on that first drive, which was my concern all along. Now we're in June and we have no customer parking.
There's signs all along there.
Peninsula House lot has no signs.
Oh, that's because they're not done yet. That's the only reason. Right now.
Are they ordered?
Oh, yeah. They're up in the Borough Garage.
Oh, we have the signs.
Oh, yeah.
Can we get the lot finished?
As soon as the lot's finished.
Very good. Done. Thank you.
Dean Sandpiper. First, I'd like to address two beach issues that I had noticed the past weekend. I realize it's the beginning of the season, everybody's trying to get their ducks in a row, but there were dogs on the beach, and two of them were not on a leash, and one of them was what I would call like a German Shepherd. It was a large one, the others were small, and I did see people drinking beer on the beach. They had beer bottles. I did see a fella on what I call a quad zipping on down the beach, and he was joyriding in my mind. He didn't see them, but I saw them. So is that something that he's supposed to police? You know, what's the purpose of him joyriding on the beach in his quad?
Well, we got time and day, what was it?
Memorial weekend, probably
Sunday and Monday.
I'd say somewhere it's between noon and 4.
Marianne, did you happen to notice if it was police?
I'm sorry, Dina.
Did you happen to notice if it was a police on the quad or was it public works?
No, I don't know.
Was it green,
black outfit?
It was a green.
Green. Okay, that's public works. They go down that way to change the garbages all along the beach there.
Okay,
but was he driving fast?
He was going quite at a good clip, yeah.
Not talking.
I don't know who's supposed to They drive the tell the people that they're not supposed to have the dogs on the beach or drink on the beach.
Well, it's helpful for us to hear from our residents when things like this happen, so that lets us know that we're not doing a good enough job of patrol. So thank you for bringing those two issues to our attention. Our police chief is in the back, and we'll fill him in on your concerns, and the councilman has heard you as well. Thank you, but you said you had two beach things. I assume you have a couple of more?
Well, those were the two. Okay. The two, one was the dogs, and one was the drinking. As I said, I don't know who's supposed to police it, but, And the other, I just have a question. On Friday, I got an email that said that the town hall meeting was Wednesday the 11th, and then today I got a postcard that said it's Thursday the 12th. So when is it?
Your postcard is correct, and our e-blast needs a correction.
Okay, because the other thing in the e-blast, it said Thursday, June 21st was the borough council workshop, and it's either the wrong date or the wrong day. The 21st is a Saturday. Okay, so can somebody get out a revised notice and state that it's revised so people know? Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that, Marianne. Are there remarks from the audience before we get started this evening? Jean Kamen.
Jean Kamen, 36 Waterview Way. Two things. One, I was happy to hear that I understand we're doing some revamping of the way money is handled in getting the beach badges and the bracelets.
Yes.
It seems to me that that's a very important issue. And when I ask people about it, nobody seems to know how it's done or what the checks and balances are. But it seems to me, as I'm on an airplane and I can't even get a sandwich with cash anymore, they've got these handheld credit card readers, that would make probably a big difference in our collection. And we should start getting this geared up before July 4th, as far as I'm concerned. Second, so I'm glad that you're working on that. And the second thing is that there's been a suggestion made that the library, instead of being in a trailer, might be on the second floor of Adrenaline, which has an elevator and handicapped bathrooms. We have to pay, of course, and I don't know how much she would want for it, but I certainly think that is worth checking into.
Thank you, Jean. We're gonna take those ideas and see what we can do with them. Thank you. Let's begin our regular agenda this evening, which begins with our consent agenda. Sets of minutes.
I'll move the consent agenda.
I just would like to remove one item. That would be under resolutions. And that would be number 96.
Is that a motion to remove that from the consent agenda?
Yes.
Okay. We need a second for that. Second. Okay. Councilmember Stills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviando?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
May we have a motion on the remaining consent agenda?
I'll move the remaining consent agenda.
Second.
Council members Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviando?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
Okay, we have removed for separate vote the interim management plan, and this would be for the Anchorage site.
Yes.
Councilman, you want to remove that for separate vote or discussion?
Just for, I'd like to remake my argument. As I stated some weeks back, months back, I'm opposed to this. I'll just briefly cite a few reasons. The borough already provides extraordinary degree of public access. On the weekends and in good weather, the visitors to Seabright exceed the population by 7-8 times. So people are coming into Seabright for public access and they receive it. We have 3.5 miles of beach, which I have referred to in the past as park. That's parkland as far as I'm concerned. And we pay for that. The federal government through the Army Corps has been replenishing it, but we pay. And I just ran just some very brief numbers on that, just for, just to put it in some perspective. If you figure the project, it's $20 million to replenish the beach. Every resident in Seabright, and we can go through the formulas, I don't want to take the time, every resident, that's man, woman, child, pays $700, roughly speaking.
For beach replenishment?
For beach replenishment. Just, that's on a $20 million. A lot more than $20 million has gone into it. But because we only have 1,500 people, the same 3.5 miles in Long Branch would cost their residents $34. And just going out further, if you live in Kansas, I worked it out, roughly 4 cents that federal project cost residents. So you, my point being, we pay for that public beach, and we pay a lot more than $700 when you add in the renourishing cycles. That property has 23 units, and what was great about them is it was moderately priced. So for people who earn a modest income, that provided them with direct access to the river. It's a beautiful location. You sit up there and you go fishing right off the back of your deck, and right walk right across the street and you're on the beach. That kind of housing is disappearing, and I was hoping that instead of going along with the owner's wish to sell that or give it over to the state, that the state would work with them and see if there's a way through federal grants, state grants, that the building could be reconditioned and it could remain as moderately priced housing for Seabright residents. One of the practical aspects of that is our volunteers for fire and first aid, you know, they're starting to get fewer and fewer in number, and most of the people who can afford these very expensive homes are too busy to volunteer. They're commuting to New York or they're out of town doing that. So moderately priced income is where most of your volunteers reside. And this is 23 units that are going to disappear. There's a tax revenue from those units also that'll be lost. And we're picking up a maintenance cost on it. There's one other thing I would like to, I think the state should have done, and myself, I'm remiss in not encouraging them in this, but the county is going to build a new bridge approximately 10 years out, and they're including in that construction a park in and around and under that new bridge. So if you take the new bridge the county's going to have, plus the Charlie Rooney Park, plus they're taking over the Gulf Station and the anchorage, we're going to end up with approximately an 800-foot-long river park. And that's with 1,500 people paying the taxes. I don't think that's an appropriate way to do it. I'm going to convey my feelings to some people higher up the city, but I realize it's late day, 11th hour, but I just would like you to consider that, most especially the loss of 23 reasonable-based housing units. Thank you, Mayor. And otherwise, go for a vote.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Council members Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
No.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Oviando?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
Well, next we have our ordinances. This is ordinance number 9 that amends chapter 1814.
I'll move to open the public hearing.
Okay, we need a motion to open the public hearing on this ordinance. We need a second.
Second.
Council members Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Totally.
Loviando?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Lexstein? Do you hear Lexstein?
Yes.
Anybody in the audience wish to be heard on this ordinance amendment?
I don't want to be the dead horse, but I know not everybody was here when we talked about this at the workshop meeting. This is to remove the fee for using this room. And what I had said at the workshop meeting was that Seabright is Embracing Action has used this room in the past, and that I felt that other groups in town, whether they be scouting groups or parent groups or whatever, there's no other place for residents in town to meet. And if you're a resident in town and you're paying taxes, and whether you're a business owner or a private homeowner, and you're just doing good for the town, you should be able to have a space to meet without having to pay a fee for it. So that's why I personally asked for this amendment, and I hope that you guys can pass it. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Anybody else wish to be heard on this ordinance? Need a motion to close the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
How about the motions?
I just ask one point, just to clarify. Is there a restriction for residents only, or business owners only?
No, we can't do that.
We can't, you can't say it has to be use of this building, it can't be restricted to residents or business owners of the town? That would be, I would like to see that in there, if that's possible to do.
That would be logical.
And could we bifurcate the fee structure, you know? We can't charge.
If I could ask the attorney, can we just carry this to,
Well, I'll look into it, and then we can establish a policy if necessary.
So, if we pass this tonight...
We can pass this, but then we can adopt, I guess the attorney's saying we can adopt an additional policy that would restrict availability to Seabright residents or businesses.
Why don't we just carry it and let him come back and tell us the next one?
We just had our public hearing on...
So?
You can't say just Seabright residents, because some business owners are not Seabright residents.
Well, I would say business owners or Seabright residents. I just, myself, to have someone who's, has no connection to the borough at all to come in and use these facilities without paying anything.
I agree.
It's your pleasure, Council.
I would move to carry, pending a decision from council.
We close the public hearing, so now we're awaiting the motion to adopt.
I've made a motion to carry to the next meeting, giving Pat time to come back and answer Jack's question.
All right, I second.
Councilmembers Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
All right, okay, you can answer for the workshop.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
So this will be carried to the next regularly scheduled meeting, which is June 17.
Next, we have the public hearing for ordinance number 10-2014, and this amends ordinance number 6, fixing compensation of officers and employees of the borough.
I'll move to open that to the public.
Second.
Councilmembers Bills? Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on this ordinance? The one that we're talking about, change to our personnel.
I'll make the motion be closed.
I'll second the motion.
It's just these.
Correct, it's a few on the beach, yes.
Any motion, second to close, Councilmembers Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
How about a motion to adopt?
I'll move the ordinance.
Second.
Councilmembers Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
New business, payment of vouchers.
I'll move the voucher list.
Second.
Moved and seconded, Councilmembers Bills?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Murphy?
Yes.
And next item, we have a discussion item, and this is the Seabright Citizen Advisory Committee to study municipal consolidation. We've received a report in accordance with the deadline. Councilman Lucier.
Yes, everyone should have received the report. Essentially, the committee had met. We met with various municipalities. And the conclusions, and we made certain conclusions that we felt that towns that were immediately adjoining us would probably be the most logical towns to consolidate with. As of today, there's Rumson, for instance, was not interested in consolidating with us for reasons, current conditions, but we still feel there's still opportunities to explore with them. They did not rule it out 100%. They were very clear on that, that they were not just saying, no, we're not interested in consolidation. It was a, we're not interested at this time. So we feel that there are other opportunities that exist, and we'd like the committee to continue and be reshaped as a shared services, exploring those type of opportunities that might be available to us. And we just don't want the efforts of that committee to die. They've worked very, very well together, all the members of the committee. And as of right now, we don't have any outreach within council, so this could be our arm to do that. So I just wanted to get everyone's feeling on it. If you had any questions for me, otherwise maybe we can put in a resolution on it at the next meeting to continue the efforts.
And can we add sharing services within the scope of your committee?
Right, and that's what I just...
Right now it says...
You're doing that, right?
But it says municipal consolidation.
Right.
So we'll just add the language.
Yes, shared services, and that's what I would absolutely... We want to reformat in that fashion of being a shared services looking out, with still consolidation, obviously, in the background.
Thank you,
Councilman.
Great news.
Thank you. And everyone who serves on that committee really deserves a credit to that, because everyone worked extremely hard to make all these meetings happen.
And other meetings seem endless sometimes.
Yes.
But your report was good. It works, yeah. The report was extremely well written. It was very informative.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to the committee continuing that.
And we should probably, I just want to announce everyone's name, just so we don't forget them. Martin Arison, Heather Bedanko, Marianne McKenzie, Iris Hussman, Jennifer Walsh, and I was the council liaison, and Marianne wrote the final report. So everyone, again, I just really want to thank everyone for helping out on this. You guys were invaluable.
Okay. Next we have announcements, and that is Thursday, June 12th. I apologize for the miscommunication in the e-blast. We are hosting a town hall meeting on Thursday the 12th. And our intent is to give an update on our strategic planning recovery report that we recently submitted to the State Department of Community Affairs, as well as to provide information for the larger public who don't come to meetings regularly, what's been happening with the projects that were identified in Seabright 2020, and as well to be able to answer questions, hear concerns, and gather input from the community on the next steps moving forward. We have an executive session that will take place at the conclusion of the meeting, but let me open the remarks for the audience portion up one more time. If there's anybody who has anything they wish to say before we close.
I was wondering if we would get a copy of that report.
You can get one from the clerk's office.
Okay. I just have to say that I agree with Jack that the idea of not being trying to
run away. Liz, can you just
get a microphone? You're going to give your name and address for the record, Liz. Thank you.
Liz Fonzagazer, 174 Ocean Avenue. And I know it's too late to do anything about it, but the idea of not only removing 23 citizens that our town desperately needs to buy things and to support, but we're also removing about 30,000. It's, everybody keeps saying 13,000. That was the 1 year of Sandy. It's more like 30,000 a year from the tax base, year after year after year, for something that's going to be a net drain overall, and it's going to have to be taken care of. So I think Jack is absolutely right.
Is it too late? Because it makes a lot of sense.
Well, this
we
is,
don't have the housing we need for our older citizens.
This deal is between a private property owner and the State Department of Environmental Protection.
Right, and they bought it, and they're going to give it to us, right?
Well, there is a management agreement, and we could decline to pass the management agreement, and then our attorneys will take us through that process of, if it was the will of the council to try to fight it, then there certainly could be a process that could be followed.
Well, the group that bought it from the owners, the environmental group,
That's the state.
The state of New Jersey.
The state of New Jersey.
The Green Acres program. Green Acres, don't you think they could be talked to? Wouldn't they be also concerned with affordable housing?
No.
Jean, I will tell you, the State Department of Environmental Protection is very concerned about resiliency and protection against future storms. So a photograph like that one, as an example, shows how wide Seabright is at that park. And so the idea that it would be allowed to put a new development there, I think is something that would probably take a long time to get through the DEP, because people are not even getting permits to put back what they had right now. I don't think that putting a new something there that was worth a lot of rain holes.
I was more talking about saving what's there.
It wasn't.
Well, that would be up to the owner.
The building's not salvageable.
Not salvageable.
According to the owner, they said it was the cost of attempting to remodel and rebuild the property was not feasible.
Yeah, I know what the owner said.
Does anybody know how many people approached the owner to buy that property? Like, she didn't just sell it to the first person, right?
She had, I'll tell you, she had no intention of selling it to anybody but the state. That was her.
I think some people are missing that the owner wanted to sell it to the state.
Yeah. She came in here, the first words out of her mouth is, I prefer to sell it to New Jersey.
Well, I also think the issue is that the state, unlike developers, offer a pre-stored value of the property, and no developer is going to compete with pre-stored value. In other words, if the developer was to come in and buy that.
So she got the most money.
They offered her the most money she could have possibly got.
No, I understand that. I'm thinking that once the EP buys it, that maybe we could convince them to do something else. Because you can't build on it if you build it with storm.
No, anything can be built if it's built right.
So as far as low-cost housing, isn't that what they wanted to put at Gators?
We have an approval there where there are four designated affordable housing.
So there is going to be some affordable housing in town, right?
Yeah, four units.
Right.
And many homes downtown for rent are sitting vacant.
All right.
And with the new draft rules, we're going to have to revisit our zoning again once those rules get adopted late this year as to what we may or may not have to do in the borough.
Any other remarks from the audience? Maybe you have a motion to enter into a closed session.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Council members Bills?
Yes.
Hewitt?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Liviano?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.